Good afternoon, everyone. As we're beginning to learn about the beginnings of Psukei Dezimra, the Bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, I thought it would be appropriate to give a basic introduction about what's the reason why Chazal instituted us to say Psukei Dezimra in our davening every single day, and have that as a lead-in to the explanation of Baruch Sha'amar in general. There are basically at least three reasons for the institution of Psukei Dezimra. The first is quoted, found in the Gemara in Brachos, quoting the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis. There it says, "Ein omdid l'spalal el mitoch kovid rosh." A person is not allowed to daven or shna daven unless he has a certain seriousness, and that was the custom of the Chassidim Harishonim, who would wait an hour beforehand to get themselves in the mindset to have this presentation before davening. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph Min Aleph presents another, a brisa, which presents that they actually had the custom to say a halacha psuka, a dvar Torah, and that would be a way for them to get in a certain mindset of simcha, learning a clear statement of Torah, and that would allow them to be able to daven properly. The Gemara concludes that the Rabbanan did like the Mishnah, they would have this status, this feeling of kovod rosh, and Rav Ashi would follow like the brisa, who would use a halacha psuka before he would begin davening. Based off this, Gemara Tosus explains, Dera Maschel Rabbanan Adaf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, since we have to be able to, in Mispal Limitoch Kalas Rosh, with Schok, since we're not supposed to daven, or not allowed to daven with certain lightheadedness and lack of seriousness, El Mitoch Kovod Rosh of Simcha Shal Mitzvah, we need these both aspects, the seriousness and also the joy of doing a mitzvah, like, for example, learning Torah. That's where the minhag developed, or the custom of Chazal had the institution of saying Psukei Dezimra and as well as Ashrei before Tefillah. And this is one of the sources, the main sources to the institution of Psukei Dezimra. It's an expression of Kovod Rosh and Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Similarly, Tosfos Rashi, with a little bit of a different wrinkle, he says the point of Psukei Dezimra is in order to be Osek B'Divrei Torah, following Rav Ashi, who would follow the Brisa, that you have to have halacha, you have to have some Divrei Torah as a form of enjoyment, in order to get yourself in the mood to be able to prepare for davening. In other words, as the Meiri highlights, the point of Psukei Dezimra is both in order for us to have a certain yeshiva das to focus, and also to have the ability to be misorer ha'adam behem lachnia levav l'tefila, to have some inspiration so that the person can be humbled as he's about to engage in davening. Psukei Dezimra in this context is basically the introduction for the mindset to daven properly. Another approach to Psukei Dezimra is more of a technical approach. The Gemara of Rozar Daf Dalet says in order to daven, a person has to first be misader shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then say Shmona Esrei. And while most of us understand this to be referring to the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, and then we ask Bakashos, the Bach, and based off the tour, understands this to be a reference actually to Psukei Dezimra. And he asks, how did Chazal have the right to institute a bracha, which wasn't quoted in the Gemara? Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach are two brachos which are not found at all in Shas, and nevertheless, we find them in our davening, and we're chayav to do them. So the Bach explains the obligation for these brachos comes from this obligation to be misader our shvachim before we ask Hashem for things in Shmona Esrei. In other words, the point of Psukei Dezimra, the chiyuv of Psukei Dezimra, while it is a form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is coming from this technical obligation and chiyuv that to say shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we engage in tefillah. So these two approaches are similarly both hachanas to tefillah, to Shmona Esrei. One is a mindset preparation, and one is to fulfill a technical requirement of being misader yishvachim before tefillah. The third approach is found in the Gemara in Shabbos Kufi Chesma Beis. There, the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yossi yechelki migomri hal b'chol yom." The Gemara says Rav Yossi would always say he wants to be part of the group of people who would finish halal every single day. And the Gemara asks, but if a person says halal every single day, he's being mechayif from a god for whatever reason. We'll see later. He's blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle seriously. So the Gemara says, no, this quote of Rav Yossi is only referring to Psukei Dezimra. That's the example that where a person is not mecharif and megadef, and that a person should do every single day. And based off that, Rashi explains this Psukei Dezimra that a person must do are referring to specifically literally the Psukim of Zemer, which are Halu as Hashem and Hashemayim, and Halu Kel B'Kacho. The last, these two Mizmarim have a praising of many different beings as the first parak of Halulas Hashem and Ashrayim implies, or different types of instruments used to praise, as the parak of Halulas Kalakasho indicates. However, other Rishonim indicate that this is more than just these two prakim. It's actually referring to a more robust form of Pesukei Dezemra, more similar to what we experience. The Meiri, quoting the Rif and the Rambam, understands this to refer to the Pesukei Dezemra to refer to Tehillim David, which is Ashrei, until Sof Tehillim, until the end of Tehillim, concluding with Kol HaNeshama Talka HaLuka. And based off that, that's the reason why we have this obligation every single day, as well as the brachos of Baruch Shemarin Shtavach to complement the beginning and end of this process, this miniature halal, and enable for it to be more of a formal process as well. Explaining why it's important to mention halal every single day, and why specifically it's not a form of chiruf and giduf, the Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah himself, who explains that normally when a person says halal, the halal gadol, it's for specific events which have occurred, and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for them not to happen again. In his Lashon, Iker Kriyas HaHalal Hu Al Kol Tzar V'Tzar Shel Tavo Al Tzibur. We say it after every event that passed, and we say it shouldn't happen to the Klal Yisrael again. And if a person says that every single day, that looks like he's basically saying the miracles that happened, Sh'avru Kvar V'Nimsa, they already happened, they're not going to happen again, and that's the form of Chirif and Gidif, if you say that every single day. But, says the Rif, Tehillah LeDavid, which is the Iker expression of Hallel, the Ashrei is the Iker expression of Hallel on during for this form of Tefillah, this form of Hallel that Rabbi Yossi did in Masechta Shabbos, that is implying praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gam HaAsid U'Mimasha Osa B'Chol Yom, not just the past, but also with the future, what Hashem will do, and also that what He is doing currently every single day. And if you say that every single day, that's not rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to create Nisim every single day. In fact, you're praising and expecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do those things, and that's why it's not a Chirif and Gidif. So in the language of Rabbi Yonah, highlighted really by the Meiri and the Rif, seems to be that the focus of this point of Gomri HaHalel, same Pesukei Dezimra, is to enable a person to have a deeper appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our life, and our expectation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our life as well, and we're praising Him for that experience as well. And not just like Rashi, who seems to just be saying these are two prakim of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general. Following this understanding, that Avraham explains, we added many more prakim, not just the last five kapitlach of Tehillim and Ashrei, including Ashrei, we included actually 10 prakim, 10 different mizmorim to be included in the process. As the Ribbein Yekar explains, if you go through these 10 prakim from Hodu until the end of Vayivarech David, and we'll get to the extra things that are outside of that as well. These things are expressions of 10 mizmorim to complement the 10 mamaros of creation. Baruch Shemar is talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. Baruch Shemar V'Haya Olam. Hodu is talking about Shemayim Misapim Kvedal, the creation of those heavens. Mizmor Sota is talking about light. Ashrei is equivalent to praising the land, which was created for people to live on. And it goes through all these different prakim, going through each process of creation, expressing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that development. So just to conclude, it seems like this third approach seems to be assuming that the point of Pesukei Dezimra is not necessarily connected to Shemoneh Esrei and Tefillah, it's just the value in praising, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation in the world. And that is something, an expectation that Hashem will be involved in our lives, and that itself is something to be praiseworthy of, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Now it's true, through that experience, a person can also fulfill the first two ideas of Pesukei Dezimra to bring a sense of Kovod Rosh and Simcha Shel Mitzvah, as well as Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Tefillah, but this is what the emphasis of many of the Rishonim in Masechta Shabbos talk about. You find, as an aside, this on this latter approach, different ideas in Hilchos Pesukei Dezimra, in which they come up. So for example, with respect to Hafsakos, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that we follow Hafsakos, similar to Shema and Halal, in the sense that between Prakim, you could respond to Pnei Kavod, and Mesha Shalom L'chol Adam. If you're in the middle of a parak, you could respond to Yira. And the Grah explains in Siman Nun Aleph and Aruch Chaim, Sifkat Nevav, it's because L'adav Mibrachos Kriya Shema B'Halal, it's the same thing, it's no different, no better than Brachos Kriya Shema B'Halal. That's a fact, that's the basic premise of what these Pesukei Dezimra are, they're forms of Halal. Similarly, you find a different this progression as well in terms of a person comes late. Those halachos, we find that in the Shulchan Aruch, there's stages of what a person says. first we follow Shitas Rashi, say Ashrei, as well as those two kapitel of Tehillim, which Rashi mentioned. And if you have more time, you fill the Rif's opinion. If you have more time, you fill Du Hodu and by Baruch David, basically building off of the core obligation of Psukah D'Zimra, and then building off, if you have more time, to fulfill that obligation. In terms of, now moving on with this background of Psukah D'Zimra, we are now going to start engaging about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Avudraha mentions, talking about creation and Hashem's involvement in our world. Baruch Sha'amar, as the Torah explains, is something that was instituted by Chachamim. Now, it's not so clear which Chachamim instituted this. As the Sefer Tikkun Tefillah in the Sefer Otzer HaTefillos explains, there are indications in many places that this was actually instituted by Chazal, as the language is similar to what Chazal use. There's a Medrash quoted in a Gemara quoted in the Yerushalmi, which says that if a person speaks between Yishtabach and Yosor, he can't go to the Mahama, which implies that they had a Nusach of Yishtabach even in the times of the Gemara. However, it's not totally clear exactly practically when did the Baruch Shamar come. There's a Lashon of the Taz quotes a Lashon of the Sefer Tolas Yaakov, in Simen Nun Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, quoting the Or Zeruah, who says that the Shvach was created by Anshei Knesset Sagdola because there's a pitka, there was a letter that fell from Shemaim, and they found this statement of Baruch Shamar found inside. But the Prima Gadol quotes B'Chadash, who says he doesn't understand how could this be the case if we never found this quote in the Gemara. So it's really a little bit of a discussion when Baruch Shamar was created, but it definitely was created at least by the times of the Gaonim. The Rambam quotes it Lahalacha, the Torah quotes it Lahalacha to say it, so it obviously existed after that point. And before we begin explaining what the nature of Baruch Shamar is, the structure and its meaning, there's one word which obviously is actually the first word of the tefillah, which I think is the forefront of this, and in general, explaining a lot about tefillah in general, and I think it's a great opportunity to talk about it now. That word is Baruch, bless. And the question all the Mefarshim have is that how is it possible that a person can bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Lamed, he asks, he doesn't understand how could it be that we say words that they don't make sense. And ostensibly, saying the word bracha implies that you want a person to have more chachma, kavod, ho, tov, all these great blessings, all these great things. But to say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the creator of all these things, he made it all and has it all, it makes no sense why we would be blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we need to find a deeper and more nuanced understanding of what it means to be Mevarich as Hashem. So the Chinuch gives up his approach. And this is found also quoted by the similar quotation of the Rashba in his Tshuvas Chelek Hei, Simen and Aleph. And there he writes, in the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Taf Lamed, that the point of bracha is not to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu more brachos, that's impossible. Rather, it's for us. And his Lashon is, Lahaskara la'orer nafshinu b'divrei pinu b'divrei finu ki hu ha'mevorach. It's for us to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is blessed, who has all the good things. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of his midos is, the way he expresses and interacts in our world is being a tov, and to be good is to be meitiv to others, to be good to others. So by us appreciating and understanding and internalizing what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevorach, then anu zochi b'maisei atov hazeh, when we make a bracha over certain acts that we do, through this and us internalizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all this, we're going to be mamshech aleinu mibirchos. We're going to be able to draw from his brachos and allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be either give us slicha, refuah, osher, anything. All this is an expression of hatava. And similarly, says the Chinuch, this is the explanation of Yisparach, where the Lashon is Hispael, it's a reflexive. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarach. Again, it's not that Hashem is Mevarach because he already has everything, and it doesn't make sense for us to give more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. So all it is basically is similarly, as he explained initially, the point of Bracha is for us to recognize that Hashem is Mevarach. So when we say Yisparach, it's basically a tefillah that we want the world to recognize that Hashem is the one who has all the bracha and all the shefa that he can give to us. As an aside, he concludes, this is partially the reason why we have bracha b'chasima, psicha b'chasima, because if we're saying a bracha, we're asking for hamshacha satov, it could be confused that we're asking Hashem for a reward. And that's not the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we have a relationship with him and we want to serve him. And therefore we conclude with a hodah of recognition. Just the point of the Hamshacha is to enable this hodah, this recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bracha in this world, and it's not for necessarily for like an Eved Shnot Pras Mirabo. And that approach of the Chinuch was almost basically rejected by the Nefesh HaChaim. In Shar Beis, Parak Beis, he writes explicitly. He says, "Ein lashon tihila v'shvacha." The lashon baruch is not a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like many people think. He says, and he has a raya for that. We find in the Gemara Brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Rabbi Yishmael, "Bini Baruchini." He says, "Please, Hashem says to Rabbi Yishmael, my son, bless me," which implies that there's a tefillin bakasha going on. And he says, based off this, since it's a tefillin bakasha and not a hodah, a recognition, as the Chinuch indicates, he has a new understanding of what bracha means. And he explains the word bracha comes from the lashon of tosefes v'riboy. It's a growing, increasing amount of something. As you find, kachnas berchasi, take my blessing, berechas lachmecha, berach privinecha, all these are expressions of increasing in growth and a multiplicity of good things. And he develops the Nefesh HaChaim. They were not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu again that Hashem should be chas shalom be mosif. That's impossible. We don't understand that, and we can't. That Hashem is already complete. But rather, in his language, k'moshe mitzinum b'torah v'chol matbeh hatfila kulam rak mitzad hischabrusu yisparach. All our tfilos and our avodas Hashem, basically the Torah, is through our interactions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we can perceive, whatever we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we're davening. We're obviously not davening to the midos. We're interacting through those midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our connecting point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a bakasha the following. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamshech in his language, or v'shefas kedusha me'atzmus li'sparach kvis orus hamagia aleha mimase adam shakol ish mi'am segula. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be able to have that hamshachas ha'kedusha and the ruchnius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that connection through what we're doing, and we're able to interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a better and more real way on our perspective. And that's his understanding of the lashon of the medrash, which says lo barak lo nitan lo nitan mitzvos shlo elo letzarif emes abrios. The entire point of mitzvos was letzarif emes abrios, and the Nefesh HaChaim explains the word letzarif can mean not just to refine but to connect. And that's the point. The point of the mitzvahs is our connecting point to our Kadosh Baruch Hu through our actions and through our avoda. That's how we connect to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the point of bracha. It's our request that we ask that we should be able to, in his language, shniskan v'nisyachid al yidei habrachos v'atfilos hakochos alamos v'alionim. Through the brachos and tfilos that we say, we're going to be allocating and preparing ourselves muchanim v'ruyim l'kabel shefas kedushas alion, to be able to receive whatever this flow of kedushas alion is, and that will come unto us, this kedusha, this bracha, to the Am Segula, to us, who are garmu v'savu l'chol ha-kavod hazeh, who are enabling this kedusha, this kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. In other words, for the Nefesh HaChaim, the point of bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, is a real request. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're not asking for him to be marbet anything. We're asking for him to give us, to be marbet to us, more of his kedusha and or elyon through our interactions. Before we get to the third opinion, which is seemingly in many ways an extension of the Nefesh HaChaim, it's important to note that the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perek Hei notes that the way a person can be mosif this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just through brachos, but through Ma'aseh HaAdam. And that's a major part of, a major theme of Nefesh HaChaim, that through our works we can really have an impact and influence on the Olam HaRuchni. So based off that line, the first sounds to be following the same thought process as the understanding of the Nefesh HaChaim, seeing bracha as a means of, not a tila, but a literal request, but not a request for Tosefes Riboy, but rather, from our perspective, a commitment to be Marbik Kvot Shemayim and be Mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha into our world. First explains in Sefer Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, Noach blesses Shem to be blessed. And he notes, like the Rav Shachaim, you can't say it means Tehillah because we have all these Lashonos, we're asking Hashem, Nishmas Kolchai Tevarech Es Hashem. It's not saying it should be a Hodah. We're asking Hashem, we're asking man to do an action of Hodah, of Bracha. So it must be that there's some action that's going on. And he even proves that more than just that, it's not just a Hallel, because we find that the Shonos that the Torah uses sometimes is that when the Malachim are Mevarech Es Hashem, that the world's Mevarech Es Hashem, Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, my soul's Mevarech Es Hashem. So it doesn't sound like it's a Hallel per se. It's different than Hallel. Could have used the Lashon Hallel if that were the case. So rather, Rav Hirsch explains, as he notes in Chorev, in the English version, page 475, he says, the verb Baruch, which means to bless, in the Hebrew language expresses the designation of an object, in deed or in word, in the same way. It means actually to bring blessing to someone, or to wish him a blessing in words, thus furthering the circumstances of another person, or to express that they be furthered. The point of bracha, in the words of Rav Hirsch, in the understanding of Rav Hirsch, is to further, almost very similar to the language of the Nefesh HaChaim, to be mamshich, something to another person. But in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rav Hirsch explains it means to either further by deed the purpose set by Hashem for development, which is good and according to the Ratzon Hashem, fulfill His will, or to declare to Hashem the furtherance in your own speech that you want to fulfill His Ratzon Hashem. As Rav Hirsch explains in another place, in his Pirush Al Torah as well, Habracha mivates b'milin masha avoda mivates b'maisa. In avoda, we do actions to express our Ratzon Hashem, and bracha is the way we express the Ratzon Hashem through our words. When we make a bracha, says Rav Hirsch, we are pledging. That's his translation. We're pledging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and promising that we're going to use all our kochos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. That's similarly why Rav Hirsch explains that what makes tefillah b'makom karban is not the bakasha shabo, it's the bracha at the end of each bracha, of each section of the Shemona Esrei, where we're basically committing ourselves as we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Rofe, who is the Befarnes, who does so many great things to us. We're committing ourselves. That pledge is the same expression as that we find b'makom karban. That also refers to explains in another place, that's the idea why we use the Lashon of Baruch Lekel Ayon in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Yates, that Malki Tzedek blesses Avram Avinu, that it should be a blessing to Hashem, not from Hashem, because his job, and the job of any tzaddik, is to take the brachos of what he gets and use it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring it back towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of bracha in the eyes of Rav Hirsch. Very similar in many ways to the Nefesh HaChaim, in the sense that not only is it a request, and not only is not specifically that it's a request from Hashem, but it's a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be marbe kvod shemayim, unlike the Nefesh HaChaim, who was explaining that it was a request to Hashem to allow this to happen. But in the words of Rav Hirsch, it's a commitment to actively, in our capacity, be able to serve Hashem properly. And that's what we're going to find in all the brachos and all the praises that we're going to be mentioning in this field that have the word Baruch. Following Rav Hirsch's understanding, it's saying we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as this and this, with this and this praise, and through that we're going to now pledge ourselves to commit ourselves further to Avodas Hashem and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem more. So now, following with this introduction, we can now start to explain the nature of Baruch Sha'amar in the Tefillah. There are three parts of Baruch Sha'amar. The first part is introductory praise of Hashem as the Creator. The second section is, again, introductory words of praise and blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He's involved in our lives. And the third section is ultimately the bracha that we're going to be making, blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're going to be using the tefillos, the praise that David HaMelech used, and we're going to be using it ourselves to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize Him. And we conclude with a blessing that Hashem is the Melech B'chol Batish B'chos, the King who is praised and Mishtabeach. Following into the structure, the first part, as we mentioned, is blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creation. So we say, Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam, blessed is Hashem who says and creates the world. And Rav Hirsch Avil Seder, following his, in his parish we mentioned earlier, understands that the word Baruch means a pledge. So we're basically saying to HaKadosh Baruch, we pledge to become a blessing and express Hashem's Ratzon in this world by our recognition and our meditation on recognizing that Hashem is the creator of the world. Baruch Shamar Vayolam. He's the creator of the world. That Avraham emphasizes the word Amar. Hashem created the world simply by talking. There wasn't any action that was necessary. This is another just praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next line we say is Baruch Hu. Blessed is He. Now, the word He, Hu, is a general term. It's saying Hashem exists as an entity, but we don't really give any specificity to that definition. So the Gra, and as Bir quoted Bishmo in on a parish ala Tfila, explains that Hashem created the world when at that time when Hashem created the world, there was an undefined recognition of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was nothing was formed, and all we know is this truth that there's this being called the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we say Baruch Shamar. It's connected with Baruch Hu because Hashem created the world. There's nothing else developed yet. Hashem is blessed, and we pledge with that recognition, and we ask, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, we ask for that ribui brachos through that, and through the chinuch, we recognize that Hashem is the Mevarach through this recognition. Then we continue in the expressions of creation. Baruch Gozer Mekayim, Hashem is Gozer, He decrees and establishes. Baruch Osa Bereshis, He creates Bereshis in general. Rav Hirsch notes that these two clauses are written in the present tense. Hashem decrees and fulfills, makes and creates, which implies Hashem's constant involvement, both in the Osa, which is the natural world. Gozer u'mekayim, however, implies more of an interaction with humanity, the history of humanity. Hashem is involved in that as well. That's all an expression of Hashem's creative power. We move to the second section, which is the introductory notes about blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu and His involvement in the world. So we say, Baruch Merachim al Aretz, Baruch Merachim al Abrios. Hashem has Rachmanos over the land and over creations, Rav Hirsch and the Iyun Tefila both note that this is Hashem's Rachmanos both over the general, Hashkacha Klalis, the Aretz, the land, and Merachim al Abrios indicates Rachmanos over each individual, Hashkacha Pratis. Then we mention a different expression of Hashem's Hashkacha, Baruch Mishalim Sachar Tov Lireya, Hashem gives extra schar to good schar to those who fear Him. And Rav Hirsch explains as well that this is a comment explaining Hashem's extra hashkacha over those who serve Him, who are Yari Hashem. That Vujraham understands this to be a justification really to the previous comment, explaining that Hashem is Merachim al Aretz v'Abrios, but nevertheless we know that Tzadik v'Ra'alo, Rasha v'Tovlo, how is that fair? Where's the Rachmanis in that? So once we know that there's Sachar Tov L'Reyav, there's a Olam Haba, there's a world where the world will balance itself out and whatever was correct will be repaid for, this statement of Sachar Tov L'Reyav justifies how Tzadik v'Ra'alo can exist in a world where Hashem is Be'etzim Merachim al Aretz. The next line in this section is Baruch Chai La'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach. Hashem is living. Hashem stands forever. Baruch Podo Matzil Baruch Shemo. Hashem is Poda U'Matzil, and Hashem's name is blessed. Different Mefarshim have different understandings of how to break down this subsection in this general section. Rav Hirsch understands Baruch Chai La'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach is one praise, which is recognizing Hashem's eternality beyond time. And Hashem is also does Hatzalah, protects us from danger. Podeo Matzil and protects a person. However, the Iyun Tefila understands that these two statements go together. Because Hashem is Kayim LeNetzach, we can be confident there will be an ultimate redemption either through the form of Hatzalah, which is immediate protection, or through Pidyon, which means that even if a person was already in an enemy's hands, Hashem can still redeem them and take them out. We end off with the section by saying Baruch Shemo. The word Shemo, unlike who, there's some recognition, something attached. The same way that a person has a name, it's a reference point to get to the person, to talk to the person. So the same way, by understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have an access point, we have a shame to understand and recognize and have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're saying, through this name, through the shame, we're going to be blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu. The last section, after these two introductions, mentions now the bracha, the ultimate bracha, which is initiating Pesukei Zimra. We start saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We, in the words of Rav Hirsch, we pledge to you, Hashem, who's the king of the entire world, or we want the Hamshacha Habracha from Hashem, Hakel Ha'av HaRachamon, who's the power, the mighty power, the Father, the merciful Father. These two terms, Father and Kel and Av, have different connotations. The Gro understands that the Rakel simply means power. Hashem has the complete power to decide one's life. Man's not able to prevent that from happening, unless Hashem wants that to actually happen. So we recognize the Kosh Baruch as the Kel. We also recognize Hashem as the Av. The Gro understands this to be a recognition of Hashem Tashkacha as a father from cradle to grave, from his entire life. Refresh understands Av to be an expression of Harachaman, that similar connotation as a father cares for his son even when the child is unworthy, and man recognizes that he's able to confront Hashem with that recognition. In the continuing in the bracha, when we recognize Hashem as the Kel Ha'av Rachaman, we also mention Ha'mehulah b'fe'amo, who's mehulal in the mouth of his nation, Meshubach u'mefo'ar, who's going to be Meshubach, and these different expressions of praise, Mefo'ar, b'lashon chasidav, avadav, in the language, in the tongues of his chasidim, his pious people, and his servants, and his slaves. In this context, the Iyun Tefillah understands these three languages of Halal, Shvach, and Pe'er to refer to different expressions of praise of Hashem. We're saying Hashem is Mehulal. That's just general praise that's recognizable to anyone in the general public. Shvach, Meshubach, is specifically referring to praise which could potentially be seen in a negative light, but then the person highlights that there's actually something beautiful and meaningful and praiseworthy about that trait. And Mefo'ar is like the word Pe'er, like crown, which is highlighting certain unique traits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are expressed to man. So after mentioning all these praises, we continue by mentioning in the bracha, V'shiridot Avdacha, and with the shiros, the shira, the songs of David, your servant, Nehalalcha, we will be Mehalal Yo Hashem Elokeinu, with shvachos, with zmiros, with different shvachos and zmiros, and we'll also be Negadalcha, Nishabechecha, Unfe'ercha, and we'll be, after all the praises, we'll be Ma'amach Hashem, our God. Under this understanding, what we're basically explains the Hirsch, is this is the crux of the bracha, is now saying we're going to be initiating with the Pesukim de Zimra, which were created by David HaMelech, and we're going to make a bracha that we want to be Mahalal you, because we want to enable these praises which David HaMelech was inspired with, for man to now use these prayers to have them penetrate his soul, his personality, and become a person who's more in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In terms of defining all these different terms of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Schwab and his Siddur, and his parish on the Siddur, goes into detail of these five different definitions. When we say Negadalcha, we're saying it comes from the word Gedilim, which means to intertwine. We're intertwining different experiences that we have or that we're experiencing when we read the Psukim of Tehillim to create a general picture of Hashem in our lives. The Shabechacha, unlike the Iyun Tefillah's understanding, which is highlighting the good from things that are not appreciated or disliked, Rav Schwab explains the word Shabechacha means to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu even amidst difficult situations, which is a little similar to the Iyun Tefillah, but from man's perspective. Nifa'ercha, Rav Schwab explains it means praising Hashem in details, and even Tefillah's understanding, it's going to be praising Hashem with highlighting the specific examples that Hashem that it should be highlighted towards man. Now, Skir Shemcha, we're going to mention your name, and as Schwab explains, the person who's making this bracha describes Hashem and recognizes Hashem, even though he doesn't clearly have any deep understanding of Hashem. He just recognizes Shimcha has some appreciation and association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through all these statements that we're saying, Namlechecha Malkeinu Elokeinu, man will accept the Ol Malchus Shemayim because of these praises and recognizing Hashem as the Melech. Continuing in the bracha, Yachid, Hashem is unique, Chei Ha'olamim, the living being of the world, or we'll see what that means. Melech, who's the king, Meshubach, Mufar, who is Meshubach, as we mentioned earlier, praiseworthy, and Mufar, also specific type of praising, Adi Ad, Shmo HaGadol, forever with his name, with his great name. These, again, are more different types of praises, specifically recognizing Hashem's greatness, his rulership, and his immutability. All these three different expressions are found in specifically, in terms Chayal Amim, Hashem is the Chayal Amim. Rav Hirsch explains this means to be referring to Hashem as the ultimate source of existence, and everything else not being connected to that existence, which is connected to the word Yachid. It's unique and unusual and singular. Other Mefarshim, as Ian Tefillah explains, means Hashem is the Chayal Amim, who's going to create life for the world. That's another praise we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, after the end of all these praises and describing what we're going to be doing and initiating all these brachos, we make a bracha. Bracha ta Hashem melech mulal ba tishbachos. Hashem is mehulal through tishbachos, through these different praises. Rav Hirsch explains, this comment concludes the prayer with a final declaration of baruch, a pledge of a person's going to become a blessing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all the praises that a person's reciting, he'll become even more sincere in recognizing Hashem's greatness. And following the explanation of the Iyun Tefillah, the word Mehulal Batishmachos is a specific phraseology. As we mentioned, Mehulal means a general praise, but that general praise is only elicited through the Tishbachos, through people highlighting the tzaddikim and the unique individuals, highlighting the things that people don't appreciate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives an appreciation for the rest of the world to see the great parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in life, and that will allow the rest of the world to generally praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that as a good, those traits as praiseworthy. So to just review this tefillah, we give two introductory statements and then a bracha initiating Psukei Dezimra. To prepare for this praise, a person pledges and meditates on the various aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. He pledges to become a blessing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizes Hashem's bracha, and to be marbe the Birkas Hashem and the Or Hashem in this world by expressing the Ratzon Hashem throughout his life. A person making this bracha reflects on Hashem as the Sha'amar V'Ahaya Olam. He recognizes him as the Omer V'Ose, who creates the world, is involved in the world, who goes from Mekayim Ose Bereshis. He's not only running nature, he's also running history and constantly doing that on a current basis. Then moving on to man's meditations on Hashem's Hashkacha. Hashem is Merachim al Aretz, Merachim al Abrios. Hashem cares for the land, the general klal, Hashkacha klalis, as well as the particulars, and a person pledges to fulfill Ratzon Hashem through that experience. And even though it doesn't seem that way, Hashem is still Meshalim Sachar Tov L'Reyav, and specifically is Meshalim Sachar to those who are extra Sachar to those who follow Hashem. Hashem is Podo Matzil. Hashem protects people when they're in danger, and even if they're already from danger, and even if they're already in danger, Hashem will take them out. And that's an expression of Hashem's immutability. Hashem's Chayv Elad V'Kayim L'Natzach. Hashem lives beyond everything else in time, and therefore Hashem was able to deliver that. And at the end, this person concludes that section, Baruch Shemo, he has an access point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a shame to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that he's going to be blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. With that internalization of these thoughts and emotions, the person makes a bracha to commit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He approaches Hashem, realizing that he's number one, the caring father who cares about the person throughout his entire life, as well as, even if he's not worthy, as a loving father. And he recognizes as well that Hashem is in control over all of reality. The person takes note of all this, and he recognizes that Hashem is Mehulal, who's praised with full recognition, with full world recognition of this truth. Meshubach, even when things that don't seem to be praiseworthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's some bad experiences in a person's life, he still recognizes that there is good in them, and there's things to be praised. And Mefar, then he highlights the details, the praises that Hashem is praiseworthy of. With that, he now says, we're going to use the prayers, the Shiros of David, who used these tefillos to be glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ourselves are going to be using these mezmorim to enable us to have them also penetrate our soul and our persona and our feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to use them to be Negadalcha, to take different experiences, to create a general image of the general perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to Mishabech, we're going to look at the Hashem's praise, where it praises even amidst difficult situations. Nefe'erecha, we're going to look at Hashem in details and highlight the good things, Naskir Shemcha, and even when we don't fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have the ability to recognize some recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise Him through that. And Namlichcha, and through all this, hopefully, we'll get to the point of Namlichcha, where we're going to accept all Malchus Shemaim through this experience, ultimately fulfilling the feelings of, as the person concludes, Yachid Chei HaOlamim, Melech Meshubach Ufar Adi Ad Shemo HaGadol, recognizing that Hashem is the ultimate existence, the unique existence in this world, that beyond this world, who gives life to this world. And repeating again, Hashem is the Melech, who is Meshubach Ufar until forever with this great name. And the person with all this pledges with, again, a Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Mulah Batish Bachos, recognizing Hashem's Malchus over the world, and recognizing as well that through those difficult tishbachos, even through those difficult situations and things that aren't clearly recognizable as praiseworthy to Hashem, through expressing praises of Hashem, this will enable the general world and the person himself to have a more clear recognition of Hashem's praise, which is expressed through Mihulal. So, putting it back together, this is the reason why we're having this bracha, is an introduction to Pesuk Zimra. It's obviously preparing the person to recognize Hashem as the creator, and we're also using and introducing and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying we're going to use these tefillos, to these mizmarim of Tehillim, to be able to now further our relationship with you and prepare ourselves for the tefillah, which we will be ensuing in the next few minutes of the day.